I think because when we say infrastructure and things like public-private partnerships, people glaze over. Those of us who work in this field can get caught up in a lot of jargon that just doesn't translate into real people. But when you talk to people about drinking water, about streets, about getting from point A to point B quickly and safely in a nice clean bus or clean fuel bus or light rail system, they get it. And people are willing to invest in infrastructure. And people understand that these infrastructure systems create good paying jobs. People get it. We're just not using the language that translates in a way that folks understand it. I think we do tend to talk about jargon. We talk about things like the gas tax. We talk about mechanisms and public policy institutions instead of talking about the basic building blocks of our cities and our society. And when you talk to communities about things like their water system or about transportation in plain language, they not only get it, they're willing to invest in it, and in many cases, they're willing to tax themselves to see it built. And I'll give you a specific example. Here in Los Angeles a few years ago, in the middle of this recession, voters in Los Angeles County voted to increase their sales tax so that they could invest $40 billion over 30 years into a better public transportation system. That's pretty extraordinary, but people were willing to do it. They know we need to be able to get around this community much faster and much more efficiently, and they were willing to make that investment. And we here in Los Angeles are trying to then leverage our willingness to tax ourselves to pull down federal resources to accelerate the pace at which we can build out this public transportation system. It's really important because we need the jobs now. And if we can accelerate it into 10 years rather than 30 years, we're going to be addressing really a severe recession here in Southern California. So how do we engage people? We talk about basic systems. We talk about drinking water. We talk about capturing rainwater. We talk about droughts. We talk about being able to have open space in your community that also helps us to conserve water. And when we speak in those terms, we find that communities respond. So that's what I think. And I think there really hasn't been a concerted effort to engage the public nationally about this debate. That's why the president's speech, the State of the Union address, was so important, that he was raising this at a national level as an investment strategy. And I think that is important to have from the messages from the very top talking about the need to invest in ourselves to lay the foundation for future prosperity. That's going to be critical. I think it's something that resonates with regular folks.